Now, our Lord answered this in a rather unusual way, and he said, Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. Now, I think, frankly, that we need to understand our Lord is not saying for one minute that this man was sort of a spiritual guinea pig. And I have only one satisfactory explanation for it, and I think it's in the punctuation of the text. I think here this chapter division makes it a little difficult. Let me look at it like this and see if this might not be helpful to you. Jesus answered, neither hath this man sinned nor his parents. Now, period. But that the works of God should be made manifest in him, we must work the works of him that sent me while it's day, the night cometh, when no man can work. Now, will you notice what our Lord is actually saying? Christ said that the important thing is not to probe around and try to find out who's guilty. It's not a question of whether it's parents or whether it's this man's fault. The thing to do is to cure the man. Do something for him. In other words, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. It may be true, but after a man is sick, it's pretty important to get that pound of cure for him. And I heard of a case back east where a man was taken to a hospital. He'd been in an accident, and he was kept waiting until they could fill out a chart about him, who he was and all that sort of thing, and who's going to pay the bill. And by that time, the poor fellow was just about dead, and they took him down the street to another hospital. May I say to you that it's exactly what our Lord is saying here. He said, now let's don't spend our time here filling out a report of why this man's in the condition that he is. Let's do something for the man. Let's do something for him. Now he says, I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day, because the night cometh when no man can work. Now, revert back to the original statement of Christ. I am the light of the world. Now he says, the night time makes all of us blind. We cannot see. No one can. Now, Christ is the spiritual light of the world. And without him, friends, we'd be blind. And without him today, multitudes are blind. They can't see at all, spiritually. He's the light of the world. He says here, as long as I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. And he's in the world. He says, I'm coming to you and in the Holy Spirit today. And friends, I say this to you kindly, but you'll be blind as a bat unless the Spirit of God opens your spiritual eyes to see.